His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama wrapped up a two-day world peace event at Syracuse University last night, joining musical artists from around the world for a one-world concert. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
One of the overriding themes of the Dalai Lama's visit this week has been that one person can make a difference when it comes to world peace.
One individual makes effort. Ten people.
In comments to the more than 27,000 people crammed into the Carrier Dome for last night's concert, the spiritual and temporal leader of the Tibetan people says it's up to the younger generation to fix the world.
You should think seriously how to build this 21st century, be peaceful century, happy century.
Often turning to an interpreter when trying to explain something complicated, His Holiness offered suggestions on how to live a happy life that included staying away from drugs and showing love and affection to others. The concert featured more than two dozen acts, ranging from rocker Dave Matthews to singer Engelbert Humperdinck, all promoting the message of peace. British pop star Natasha Bedingfield admits it will be hard to keep the positive vibes going.
You can't just have an event like this and suddenly solve world poverty and the way that people treat each other. But I think that by talking about it, you raise awareness. I know that I feel lighter after being here.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.